106.3 Triple M, it's Moffy with you this morning. And look, it's been a topic that has been of much discussion over the last few days and the last few weeks, and that's the Jetty foreshore. Yesterday we spoke to the Coffs Harbour Mayor, Paul Amos, and there's been a lot of chatter around that. I want to have a chat now, though, to one of the councillors, and Roger Price joins us on the line. Roger, good morning.
Good morning, Muffy. How are you?
Very well. Look, Roger, obviously yesterday we spoke to the Mayor, an interesting chat with him. It was an interesting meeting on Thursday night.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether the word interesting actually fairly represents what happened, Muffy.
Tell me your thoughts on it.
Look, I think that openness and transparency is probably, you know, the cornerstone of democracy. And the first time that the three councillors had actually seen the motion that was put up by the mayor was when it appeared on our screens, quite clearly from the manner in which the voting.
Well, go back a second. So,
yeah.
So the council meeting started, and I listened to it online, and it got to that notice of motion, and yeah. I heard when the mayor said, "I've got a new motion." So you're telling me that that was the first time you'd even seen that motion?
I'd never heard anything about it, never seen it.
So this isn't normal practice, is it?
Well, look, it's in the research that I've done the last couple of days, it's legal, but one has to wonder about, you have 9 representatives of the community, and those representatives, for instance, if I want to put forward a notice of motion, I have to give 6 days' notice so that the other councillors, including the mayor, can analyse that and have some, you know, input in terms of after their research and speaking to the community in terms of how they should actually vote. Now, I've also been told when we first commenced this tenure as a councillor that you should never actually suggest to anyone that this is how you're going to vote until you actually hear the response from the community. This was given no response opportunity at all from the community. It was just thrust upon us.
Where do we go from here, Roger? I mean, my concerns that I've got is how the Coffs Harbour City Council now tries to mend any relationship or work with the state government on this project.
Look, I actually said on another medium that I felt sick. I really did, and I still do. There are 2 important considerations here, apart from our council. One is the council staff who worked tirelessly to actually come up with a report which had contained within it some really meaningful suggestions. Now, that's been discarded. All of that work by our council staff has been discarded. And one of the things that I wanted to do, being elected as a councillor, was trying to create a team which embraced the fact that our staff are actually members of the same team that the community are on. I don't really think that this is the way you do that. Secondly, the state government actually, I think, contributes something like 46% of our income. Well, that might include federal as well, in the form of grants. So, you know, we should be hand in hand working towards meaningful outcomes. And I think to disregard and discard the community consultation process, which has been put together by the state government, it's not in the interest of progressing our local government area in conjunction with our state and federal counterparts.
What are people saying to you, Roger, when, you know, you talk about the Jetty foreshore development or potential development there?
Listen, in all honesty, my opinion doesn't matter. It is what the consensus of the community, what they actually want to have happen down there, that is the important thing. It is why we are the elected representatives. Now, this community consultation survey that's underway, which closed on Monday, is the largest, most comprehensive survey ever undertaken in the Coffs Harbour local government area. The original first survey conducted by GHD in 2018 had 243, I think, respondents. This survey by the state government is in the vicinity of 3,000. So, you know, the reliability of the data from the 2018 GHD survey is virtually worthless. It does, the reference population, statistically, is not sufficient to place any credence at all on that outcome. And yet we have councillors and our mayor keeping on referring back to that first survey from GHD. And in all honesty, if you understand statistics, reference populations, cohorts, it's really a meaningless first survey.
How did you, how do you feel after what happened at that meeting on Thursday night?
Oh, I don't feel good at all. One of the reasons why I wanted to give back to the community was what had happened previously in relation to the CCS, which I really didn't think the community were listened to in its entirety. And I feel as though we're back in the same space. And I'm so disappointed. I really am. I never thought that this would happen, but Piers is our hands. So we have to deal with it, work with it. And at the end of the day, I believe that good will win out and the wishes of the community will be heard and will be actioned upon.
Well, let's just hope so. Roger, thanks so much for your time this morning.
No worries. Have a lovely day. Thank you.
There he is, Councillor Roger Price, talking to us this morning. And, you've only got to listen to how disappointed he is after that meeting on Thursday, which, I don't even know if circus is a good way to describe it. This is Triple M.